Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR, ready for another day of sports talk. I am so ready for it. We have our NBA All-Stars, all of them announced. Cardinals have a new head football coach. The old defensive coordinator found a job elsewhere. Kevin Durant. Seems like a lot is bugging him nowadays. All this and more we'll get into today during the Cave Show. Like I said, welcome in. This is PLR, and we're brought to you by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School in Channel Heights. That's 4991 Alma School. Get in there, let them know PLR from the Cave Show sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. You can also become a club member. As a club member, you get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Never have to worry about your sticks going bad. You keep them there. You come in. You sit down. You smoke. You relax. You watch one of their many televisions, always sporting events on. They're doing a huge, big game event, since we can't use the actual title, that thing that's happening a week from this Sunday. They're doing a huge, big game event. So get down there. I'm not going to get myself in trouble by using those two words. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Alma School in Chandler Heights. Let them know the Cave Show sent you. Get 10% off of any cigar purchase. Make sure you let them know PLR sent you. Call in number 917-889-7828. Like I said, a lot of stuff to get into. Give a call in if you like. We do have a caller online. Let's get to our caller right now. Thank you for calling into the Cave Show. This is PLR. Who do I have here?
Hey, Paul. This is Lou.
Lou, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Okay. I guess you had some trouble yesterday, huh?
Actually, the Cardinals announced their new coach, so I was on actually assignment yesterday.
Ah.
Yeah, our new coach has been announced. I don't work for the Cardinals, so I don't know why I said hour,
right?
Because that would
infer
that.
I seem to be having trouble with something of mine, with the Blog Talk site. I went to get in, I always scroll down the shows to see who's on and everything, and when I went down, the icon was blue, and half of the stuff wasn't even on there, like the studio number to get in. Like, oh boy, I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, you know, a couple weeks ago,
I host the show on Saturday nights for the time being, and if I can't get access to it, I'm a dead duck.
Yeah, no, I understand. A couple weeks ago, there were some system problems for a couple days that didn't allow me to get on at all. It just said, you know, the studio said working on it. But, no, yesterday, Steve Wilkes was announced as the new head coach of the Cardinals. And he's bringing his own crew with him. You know, pretty much the Arians guys are all gone. I know Belcher accepted defensive coordinator. Belcher, he left as well. Yep, he left as well. So it's going to be a whole new regime here for the Cardinals. And you know, the one thing I love, how's it like that? The one thing he came around and said, the elephant in the room is the fact that we don't have a quarterback, and you know we're gonna look into free agency and the draft, and you know obviously nothing is off the table. So I'm curious to see what the Cardinals do, because they're not the only team that needs a quarterback, and they're not the only team that considers themselves a good team that needs a quarterback. So I'm interested in seeing what direction they're going, along with some of the other teams that are some of the better teams in the NFL. I mean, I know the Jaguars are going to be interested in someone. Teams that are, you know, had
now
better than expected seasons, like the Jets, they'll be looking for one.
Why doesn't the Jaguars want Bortles?
Well, I think they're saying the right thing. You know what I mean? Because if you get, if you say you absolutely don't want the guy, and we know he's god awful terrible, but if you come out and just say, I don't want you, then if you can't get one of those free agents to come, or you can't pull the strings on a trade, and there's not the one guy that's in the draft that you can get, then you're stuck with him. Now, how do you reconcile that marriage at that point?
Yeah, I mean, because he's your best player on the team, man, yet you're going to say you don't really want him anymore?
That's so facetious. They've got to move on from Bortles. I mean, they have to move on from him. He is so bad, it's ridiculous. He's just a terrible quarterback. And I love when people say, well, he completed 12 passes in a row. Watch Tom Brady. And I don't know if you heard my rant the other day, but watch Tom Brady. When Tom Brady hits those little 5-2 receivers coming across the middle, he's putting the ball right on the money, and they're still running. When Aaron Rodgers is hitting receivers, they're still running. Russell Wilson, still running. The top quarterbacks, even your better-than-average quarterbacks, like like my guy with the Chargers, Phillip Rivers, or those guys. Blake Bortles had a third down and, like, 8 or 9, and he had a receiver running across the middle, and he didn't throw him open enough. He threw the ball to him, but he kind of had to stop and catch the ball, which gave the defender trailing him time to get him and tackle him a yard short. If he puts that ball out in front, that's a first down, and they're driving. And so when people say bad, they want to think, well, this guy can't complete a pass. I'd almost rather have a guy that can't complete a pass. At least you know he can't throw the ball. This guy throws you covered. And I know you've heard the phrase, great quarterbacks throw you open, mediocre quarterbacks throw to open guys. Blake Bortles throws you covered. You're wide open until he throws the ball to you. And then he throws you covered. So I think they're in desperate need of a quarterback.
Well, let me ask you this. If they would have won Sunday's game, would this even be an issue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Just because you find a way to win a game with a lousy quarterback doesn't mean that he's all of a sudden a good quarterback and you can't upgrade from it. You know, sometimes you can win in spite of someone. You could do well. There are kids out there right now going to school with dumb teachers, and they're finding a way to succeed and go to college. That doesn't mean that the teachers helped them. It just means that they found ways to help themselves. But they still have to get rid of that dumb teacher because there's going to be kids that can't. I think if I had Blake Bortles, exactly. If I had Blake Bortles as a backup, cool. He could come in and mop up for me. My starter get hurt. I need him for a game or two, or I need him to come in and finish a game. Sure. I don't want that guy leading me for a season.
Yeah, I get it. You know. I mean, they make him out to see like, to be something good, and like they don't want him.
Yeah, it's just he's just not. There's so much more to it. Like I said, and you know this, there's so much more to it than just pass completion. If it was pass completion percentage, Blaine Gabbert would be the best quarterback in NFL because all he throws are 3-yard passes. So he completes everything. You know, the one thing that I remember, and here I go showing my age again, Kenny Stabler averaged about 55, 60% completion.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're like, oh, that's just bad, 55%. The Raiders used to push the ball downfield. So you throw the ball downfield 3 or 4 times and complete 1 or 2. But that was great because he was getting chunks of yards down the field. And the Raiders used to throw deep all the time. But he completed those passes. I'd rather have – it's almost – and I hate analytics when it comes to sports, but it's almost like – the Raiders were shooting threes back in the day, and now Gabbard is just shooting all twos. And he's not even shooting good twos. He's not even getting layups of 3-footers. He's shooting just twos just so he can look good. So, yeah, no, I just think he's a I think Bortles is a terrible quarterback. And somehow managed to lump Blaine Gabbard in there too. So,
that's a given.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll see. The NFL does a good job of this crap, though, because we're already talking about who people should get, what free agents are out there, what they should do. We haven't even played the Super Bowl. The Pro Bowl is this weekend. Then we get the Super Bowl. And then we get, you know, 2.5 months of speculation, 3 months of speculation. Then we get the draft. And then we grade a draft, considering we don't even know how these kids are going to play. And then we get preseason. And then everyone forget about the draft grades that they gave everyone. And we really don't even get another real football game for 9 months.
Yeah.
So the NFL has done a great job, keeping us interested this long.
Yeah. Now, do you think they made the Bucks made the right call in firing Kidd?
You know something, Lou? I can see it both ways. I can see the team not really moving forward right now, and maybe some of the progression and the development of some of the young players, like a Thon Maker, isn't really getting better. They're kind of, you know, running on a treadmill. But at the same time, I want to know who their long-term hire is. Like, the Bucks are only a couple games out of being a higher seed. So, to me, this almost seemed like we're going to wait until – let's see what happens. You know, if they're a 4 seed, we'll keep him. If he drops to a 7 seed, we dump him. And it was almost like, let's really hope he dumps to a 7 seed. And I hear people talking about, well, they have a new stadium coming. Last I checked, people didn't pay money to see a coach. You know, when you get the love of your best player, that has to mean something. But I'm just curious. I guess I'm in a wait and see. I want to see who they replace him with. Replacing him with their assistant doesn't really do anything for me. But you fired a guy whose record is 24-22, and he's exactly 3 games out of the 3rd seed in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious about that one. And you don't even have Jabari Parker back. You know, I would almost rather wait and see what they would have looked like when they got Jabari Parker back. But I guess I very hesitantly said no, I wouldn't have fired him in a roundabout way. I would have let the season play out. You know, because like I said, you're 3 games out of the 3rd seed. Well, I don't that one I don't get. I mean, and what's funny is you have coaches that can quote unquote coach, like Stan Van Gundy, whose Detroit Pistons started out great, and now they're not. If the playoffs started today, they wouldn't even be in the playoffs. They're 2-10 in their last games, you know. And somehow he not only does he still have a job as the coach, he still has a job running an organization. So I kind of marvel at some teams. It's like, what exactly is your expectation? You know, they have no shooting. They have no one spacing the floor. You have the Greek Freak. You brought in Bledsoe. You're waiting for Jabari Parker to come back. You got Chris Middleton. Why don't we see how all those guys gel together before we start making coaching moves?
Yeah.
But you know, what do I know in an NBA that still has Fred Hoiberg as a head coach?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I just gave you all my knowledge on the Jason Kidd firing.
Right. I mean, I still think, you know, someone who is still involved in the playoff hunt and has a winning record, I don't think he's going to get fired.
No. Ooh, I couldn't agree with you more. I have a quick question for you real quick. McCown wants to come back as quarterback of the Jets. Your thoughts?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, maybe it's a – I don't know what to think about that. I mean, he didn't do much for the Jets, you know, when he was there before. And they're a long way from contending, so.
You just never know, huh? Yeah, it's like.
No, you don't.
Yep. Yeah. You draft, you get one. And then last quick question for you. Hall of Fame baseball is coming up. Should Bonds and Clemens be in the Hall of Fame?
No, they shouldn't. I mean, you know, they pulled some strings, you know, how they get their hitting and their home runs. You know, I think, you know, with them cheating, I don't think it's right for them to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, because you got to be honest, you know, to get to that, and they weren't being honest with the fans or themselves.
You know, I still get the feeling that there's guys in the Hall of Fame that use steroids. I know Canseco said, and we all said Canseco was an idiot, and he never lied about any of this stuff. But
he said
all the stuff he said about steroids all ends up being true. And I don't know. I have a real issue with the media, Lou, on this one, because when Sosa and McGuire were saving baseball, and McGuire had a big thing of Andrew behind him in his locker, the media was so busy kissing his ass, they didn't care.
Yeah.
And then real quick, they got real sanctimonious when steroid stuff started coming out. So I find it amazing how you can go from kissing someone's ass to all of a sudden saying, look what you did to ruin baseball. Ruin baseball. Hell, if it wasn't for them, there'd be no baseball. And to be honest with you, no one cared when Sosa and McGuire and Bonds and those guys were jacking home runs.
Yeah.
When they started caring was when the Biggios, and not saying Biggio used, wink, wink, when him and Brady Anderson as a leadoff hitter and Gonzo started slapping 50 home runs a year. Now everyone is saying, oh, wait, what's going on? But it's so hypocritical when they're saving, the game. When they're not saving the game, and now the game is fine. Huh. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I just think it's real hypocritical.
Yes, it is.
But all right, my friend. Well, no assignment for me the rest of this week. And let me rephrase that. There's nothing coming up that has been told to me that will put me on assignment.
So far.
Of this week. Yeah, but you know the sports game. You do this.
Yeah.
So
I just hope I can get access to the Blog Talk so I can do my show Saturday night, because, you know, this really is upsetting me right now.
What time is your show?
Saturday night at 6 o'clock.
Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And the name of it for the people listening?
Is there what?
Give everyone a name of your show for the people that listen.
Oh, sorry, the Enhanced Sports Show.
All right, well, you know what? Saturday night at 6 o'clock, I have nothing going on. I'm going to check you out.
But the thing is, though, that, like, when I went in, the studio, because, like I said, when I go in every day to check in whose shows are on, you know, I look at the number, and so then I looked up, and it was half the site was gone into the studio, even but it wasn't even there. I'm like, what am I going to do now?
Gotcha. Well, I will look for it no matter what, just in case.
All right, the number is 929-477-3688.
3688. You said 3688?
Yes.
All righty, my friend. Well, hopefully I hear from you tomorrow as well.
I hope so, too. All right, thanks.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
That's our friend Lou, good friend of the program. Okay, so I do want to get into this All-Star talk. We're going to talk about this again, obviously, tomorrow. There are 15 with Fleegs on Friday. We'll talk about it then as well. You know, he's fit to be tied. Fleeger is somewhere fit to be tied. Fleegs is he's probably not even working well right now. He's not doing anything right now, because we know Devin Booker did not get in. Paul George did not get in. So, you know, Fleegs is just fit right now. He's hot. He is hot that Booker needs. According to Fleegs, Bender should be in the All-Star right about now. No, I'm just kidding. This is giving me a hard time. But guys are pissed that guys didn't get in. guys are pissed that certain guys didn't get in. I don't blame them. But when you put someone in, you got to take someone out. The biggest problem I have, I shouldn't say the only problem, the biggest problem I have is that I don't think Al Horford got in. I don't. I think Andre Drummond should have got in. I just don't believe it. I don't see, and I know Al Horford is playing for a winning team, and that's what got him in. But I'm just not buying it. Then the All-Star reserves, or let me go, I just do the whole thing. In the East, the starters, DeRozan. Wait a second here. Okay, I'm sorry. All-Star reserves. In the West, you got Aldridge, you got Butler, you got Green, you got Dame, Lillard, sorry, Klay Thompson, Russell Westbrook, Karl Anthony Towns. Who do you take off? I mean, do we say, well, Klay really didn't have that much of an All-Star season? Do we say Draymond was hurt a lot? No, I shouldn't say a lot, but Draymond was hurt. Is that how Paul George gets in? What guard do you take out to put Book in? Is that where Klay comes out to put Booker in? Because you're not taking Westbrook out. And I hate to say it like this, but I mean, Lillard's team is an All-Star team. And as much as I love Devin Booker, and as much as I'm a homer for the Suns, do you put him in over Dame? I mean, I know it's an individual accomplishment and not a team thing, but do you put a guy who's on a team that's 17-30 over a guy on a team that's 25-22? There are a lot of guys who are bitching and moaning that the Warriors got four guys in. Maybe the thing to do is expand the roster. I mean, technically you have 15 players on a roster with a team, only 12 are active. So I'm not saying necessarily expand it to 15, but maybe you expand it somewhere in the middle and play the 13. I'm not sure, but it's not like, I mean, obviously the first five people are your popular vote. That we know. So there's nothing that's going to be done about Steph, Boogie, The Brow, Kevin Durant, and James Harden. There's nothing you're going to do about that. But what else are you going to do? So we'll see. I really want to get into this. I'm like I said, I'll get into some of the quotes tomorrow because I'm sure there'll be more about the bitching and the moaning. And then Friday we'll get into it more because then the actual teams will be selected and out. Maybe if they're going to do this captain pick 'em, maybe it shouldn't be two conferences then outside of the popular vote. Maybe the popular vote, you get the top five in on the East, top five on the West, and then it's just your next 14 All-Stars. Maybe that's how you do it. Maybe that makes it fair. And if the West has more players, the West has more players. If the East has more players, the East has more players. Maybe that's just how we do it. And I do want to talk to Fleegs about this. If we did it like that, it's Booker in over Oladipo? Is Booker in over John Wall? Is Booker in over, you know, over Bradley Beal? Who comes out so he can go in? Again, Indiana, 25-22. If we were doing a full vote for the whole league, do you pull Oladipo out? Do you pull him out? I mean, there are no Magic on this team, no Hawks, no Nets, no Bulls, no Hornets, no Pistons. The only team not in the playoffs in the East that has a guy in is Porzingis with the Knicks. And then in the West, no Clippers. There's no Blake Griffin on this team. No Jazz, no Lakers, no Grizzlies, no Suns, no Mavericks, no Kings. At what point do you say, well, we're just going to put guys in? But if there's a tie, there has to be a tiebreaker. I mean, if someone's in, has their team in the playoffs and your team isn't, you would think that would, that should be some kind of, I guess, nod to them. I don't know. We'll get into this more later. We definitely will get into this more later. Well, the music's playing, so we know what that means. Thank you for giving a call in today. Great friend of the program. Call number is 917-889-7828. You can always give a call. We'd love to entertain your thoughts. Make sure you follow us on social media, Facebook fan page, Twitter, Instagram, at the Sports Cave with Cave Zone with K. SportsCave.com. Check out articles that we have written. See what's going on. You can catch me directly at PLR on Sports. Never know when I'm going to tweet. Until tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And I'm that little bit of hope. When my back's against the ropes, I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest.